What does it mean for me to crawl to you, naked, unburdened by the debt of obligation, released from expectation, but driven only by my need for the murmur of praise, the glance of quiet appreciation, and the hand of sweet benediction, warm, loving, and strong, stroking my hair as I lay my head in your lap. What does it mean to incline my posture, reveal my neck, untroubled by fear and yearning for direction? Does it mean that I'm obedient? If so, it's only to my own desire, to the imperative of submission. There are no reservations about the supposed folly of craving your dominance. No heed to those false warnings about the loss of self. Only the certainty of my conviction that in the pressure of your fingers and the caress of your approval, I am who I am meant to be. And if your hand should chance to slide over my bare shoulders and your fingers close around my throat, then my heart will beat its rhythm of desire and my cunt will weep its need. What does it mean to gift you unqualified adoration, so magnificently unhinged that I sup with the gods and feast on the transcendent? Does it mean that I am ensnared by patriarchy, a victim, only alive in the male gaze? That cannot be, for my glad abasement carries no shame, only pride. And because this submission requires such strength, such resolution, that my soul tears, splintered into fragments of longing for your hands, tongue, and the skin of your shaft. Even though the spectre of failure hovers in temptation, condemning my acquiescence and questioning my resolve, I know that reaching a point of abandonment, so exquisite, so complete, must be heaven's work. And so, when I bend for you in canine supplication, or my ass sways in feline arousal, I purr for you as you growl for me, ordering my pose, creating the angles that please you. Does that mean I am diminished, imprisoned in unjustified subjugation? Or am I released, free from the burden of performance, no longer bound by my expectations, the inclinations of femininity, ladylike, in control, no need to be composed, suspicious of your attention, but caught instead in the shibari of your will? And if I kneel before you, gazing upwards, is it degradation to feel your cock on my face, to have it rub across my soft cheek, to peel your foreskin off your cockhead? Is it ignoble to smell your scent, to breathe in the sweat of your lust, to have my nostrils rest on your tip, and to know that the sheen of your readiness makes my cunt throb. Does all that mean I'm misguided? Unaware? Hoodwinked by your dominance? And blind to your ambition? No. It means only that I'm a good girl, worthy of your approval. And that in the warmth of your beneficence, I am whole, who and where I am meant to be. And so, when you enter me, when you feel my softness, I am your good girl. When I moan, cry out for you, and my slippery cunt cries her lust, I am your good girl. When I spread myself open, the scent of my sex filling the room, the sound of my pleas making you hard, I am your good girl. And when my clit throbs in longing, knowing I will die unless I feel your touch, I am your good girl. When your thrusts pin me to the wall, and I am despoiled, when I curse and bite, scratch and scream, drowning in your grunts of mastery, your seed spills, and I am your good girl.